We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
It's going to be a triple play.
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play!
Top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three.
With Jones and Mego.
Triples is best.
Triples is best. Triples makes it safe. And it is Thursday. That makes it a report card Thursday, Jones and Mego. So let's bust out our red pens and start giving out some grades.
Number one.
Mego, we will start with you. Major League Baseball officially begins, I guess, tonight, even though it did start in South Korea last week. So on the eve of the other opening day, let's grade the MLB offseason collectively. Every trade, signing, storyline. What do you give it?
I give it a B+, because obviously you had big moves with Ohtani and Yamamoto. And then on top of that, we get this crazy Ohtani story. But it doesn't raise to the level of an A, because I don't think this story is going to go anywhere. And that really bothers me, because I think it's like going to be something that we look back on if another case like this, or should I say when another gambling case like this comes out somewhere else in sports. 2 years from now, we're going to look back and say, everybody knew Ohtani was doing that, allegedly. Everybody knew that, allegedly. And it was so clear, allegedly. And we're going to look back on that and go, but everybody swept it under the rug.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Ohtani gambling scandal, if you want to call that, not really an offseason thing, right? I mean, it was after the season started. Ohtani signing is a high-level signing. I give this offseason like a D+. Like, Ohtani wasn't even that exciting. He didn't take any visits. No one knew what was going on, which, again, is so convenient when it comes to Ohtani. I've said this a bunch, but it's like no one knew he was married. Nobody knew his dog's name. Nobody knew the teams that were in on him. But all of a sudden, everybody knows what he's gambling on and what he's up to.
Yeah, I mean,
in terms
of
his wagering, that's stupid.
Red Sox fans get mad about Rafael Devers, like that there's a language barrier still. Ohtani seems to be the most closed off star
100%.
In all of professional sports.
100%. And so, like, he's just so good. He's like Mike Trout-esque, where it's like, he might be a dud, but he's just so good that, like, it translates a little bit. No, I don't think it was a great offseason. All the Boris clients waited forever until they said Jordan Montgomery just signed, like, 2 days ago. And Blake Snell was, like, a week and a half before that. Bellinger. Was it Chapman who was the other big-ticket free agent this offseason? Like, everybody took forever to sign. And so Boris has screwed it up, but the teams are also colluding against the players, and like the MLB offseasons largely have blown now for a few years. Ohtani is the only thing that lets it pass.
Yeah, I thought there were some good trades. Soto trade is a good trade. Corbin Burns trade.
Corbin Burns, who cares? But I agree with you.
But
we're talking about now like household names, big ticket names. Soto's a good one. That's one I forgot about.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to our second grade.
Number two.
Steve Belichick was being interviewed at the University of Washington, asked the difference between him and his father. Steve Belichick said, "I have a job, and he doesn't." Jones, grade Steve Belichick's roast of his father.
A+. And if you heard it, it was spoken exactly like Bill.
Right.
It was like it was in the Bill cadence. It sounded like Bill Belichick ripping somebody else. And so, no, I think that was an A+. Well-timed, good joke. Big genuine laughs from the other people up on stage. Jed Fish, the head coach, and I don't know the defensive coordinator's name.
I think we have it. Joe?
Let's hear it. If you haven't heard this yet.
We definitely have similarities. I got a job and he doesn't.
All right, so he keeps going after this, but that's the joke right there. That's a good joke. A+.
I agree. I give it an A+ too. I think that I think I like Steve Belichick a little bit more than maybe the average Patriot fan, but I think it's a,
look,
you know, it's hitting Bill right where it hurts.
Yeah, he might. I mean, he might be a good guy. I have no idea. I'm just telling you. I mean, he's not. He didn't deserve the job he had here in New England. I mean, that I would say.
But he also probably would have told you that.
Yeah, maybe. But, like, it's pretty clear now because he's the defensive coordinator at Washington. So, like, that's my only thing that I would rip Steve Belichick about. He might be a good guy. He might have a good sense of humor. I have no idea. That was a good joke.
A+. Weird hair, though.
Yeah, true.
Definitely weird hair. All right, let's get to our third grade.
Number three.
Mego, back to you. The Golden State Warriors played the Orlando Magic last night. About 4 minutes into the game, Draymond Green was called for a foul, and then he berated the referee until he got ejected. Why don't we give a grade to Draymond Green's latest meltdown, which had a big-time effect, an emotional effect on Steph Curry?
Yeah, F. This is ridiculous. It's the fourth time that Draymond has been ejected in a game just this season. We all know the history of how he's been ejected. I'm not one of those people who back when the Celtics saw the Warriors in the finals were like, I hate Draymond. Like, I like having, a heel out there for teams in the NBA, but this is ridiculous. I mean, I understand if I was his teammate, I would be incredibly pissed off because you're trying to fight to get into playing games at this point. And if you think that Draymond actually holds weight with your team, which I think that his teammates think that he does, then he can't be just doing this foolishness, especially when he served his suspension earlier in the season. It's like, what's going on with this guy? Then meanwhile, he's still going on his podcast. He has the Draymond Green podcast where he's like, yeah, you know what? I really can't be doing that. And it's like, well, nobody really buys this because you're going to go out and probably do it again before the regular season wraps.
Yeah, I give it an F, but for completely different reasons than you.
Okay.
He's not letting his team down. I mean, he is. If you're going to get ejected, could you do something cooler than what you did last night? Like, I feel Draymond Green, I feel like he's had some good ejections. I feel like he's had some cool ejections or, you know, some controversial ones, some bad ones. Like,
no one was in a chokehold.
Yeah.
No one got punched in a random haymaker.
On his scale, where's the flair for the dramatic? That's an F. On his getting ejected scale, that is a low, disappointing ejection.
By the way, that's his 22nd ejection. Rasheed Wallace has the record with 29. So he's catching
up. Wow, he's catching up on
Sheed. Wait, so what's the rule again? Has he already served a one-game suspension
it's 16, right? Isn't that a cutoff?
16 technical fouls.
For technicals, yeah.
I'm sorry. These are career ejections. I heard that as technical fouls. Sorry. These are career ejections. So he is closing in on the record. I was like, there's no way he's going to get the technical foul thing this year. Sorry. Those are career ejections. He probably will get there. Okay. So there you go. Triple play. Each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mego with our kid.
That was number 9 and 10 last night.
Got it. So yeah. So no suspension yet. Let's go back to the phone. Steve is in Fall River. Who's the face of the Red Sox, Steve?
It should be Rafael Devers, and he should endeavor to speak English if he has the ability to.
Yeah, okay. Why is this where everybody goes?
Relax.
No, I'm just saying, why is this where everybody goes first with Rafael Devers?
I didn't know he spoke English. Could I also say one thing? Trevor Story being in the lineup versus the nonsense they had at shortstop last year is worth 10 games. And if this guy, Rafael Devers...
Okay, it's not worth 10 games. His defense is worth 10 games? 10 wins.
No.
Like, the defense was awful last year with him out.
10?
I don't think that's going to make the difference.
Like, 3? I might give you 3. Is Trevor Story going to give them 3 more wins by his defense? That might be high.
Maybe, like, 1? Okay. You know, like...
I just want to clear
it was bad last year, I get that. But first of all, we don't know how good Story's going to be this year.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, it's shortstop defense. Like... If the whole team's playing bad defensively, that could be like 7 or 8 games. But one player having a 10-game impact seems like a lot.
Yeah, a caller earlier said Rafael Devers speaks English. We don't know that. Like, and so all I was saying is that's a little bit easier for fans to relate. Obviously, there's no wall between the player and the fans. But I'm not demanding he sits here and speaks English. I'm just acknowledging I think that's an impediment. But he either does or he doesn't. You'd say the same thing about Shohei Ohtani.
I got it!
Like, I mean, come on. So I don't know why that's the first place people keep going with Rafael Devers.
Interesting.
I don't love it. Who's the face of the Boston Red Sox? You can answer that, although the calls have been questionable. 617-779-7937, along with a few other items we've had on the Sox today. How many innings are you watching tonight? It's not exactly an ideal start. Plus Alex Cora and his extension. You continue to vote at Jones and Mego. Meanwhile, the Drake May Pro Day is largely getting panned. We have some comments from Robert Kraft about a player they let get away that are just mind-boggling. And another week where Robert Kraft continues to put his foot in his mouth. Let's get to the Patriots with your phone calls next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.